Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, babe.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So I have a question for you. Why are people being obsessed with nudes?
With what?
Nudes.
What are we talking?
When have they not been?
Like,
that's true.
How are they presented? That's the big question.
Well, there's a naked trend going viral
on
social media. You may not like this, though.
Oh, Lord, you're going to tell me it's kids.
It's the second time this come up.
I know.
No.
Well, look where it's on the TV. I mean, come on.
So there's a naked...
Some people remind you of that.
Yeah.
This naked trend, I have to say, is, in my opinion, is kind of boring.
Oh, is it more free the nipple?
Are we talking about like hustler type naked or
no?
Okay,
I totally mess with you. It's about naked Christmas trees.
Oh, okay. Well, don't forget to fluff yours. You got to fluff them.
God.
So it's going.
What a bitch move.
That was kind of a B.
It was. Thank you. So it sounds like this Christmas tree trend is kind of ridiculous because it's without any ornaments, decoration, and sometimes without any lights, just the trees. And you know, people will spend almost $1,000 on those big trees. So you're investing a lot of money in that tree.
Too much.
I got a big dose of retail reality the other day. So there's this, and I'm not going to say the brand, and it's not a highfalutin one either, but there's a type of ornament that I buy my daughter every year, a brand of or whatever. And boy, I never remember them being $30 a piece. Like, and
I don't know brands of ornaments.
Well, it's I don't want to say it sounds she's not bougie. I ain't bougie, but it's like one of those little nice little things, you know, as part of Christmas, early Christmas gift kind of thing. And
so
now
it's not like Waterford or anything like that.
No, that's a thoughtful gift, but not a good one.
I know, because you don't get to enjoy it year long, but it keeps on giving. You get to see it every year and say, oh, look how cool Dad is. Spending $30 on an ornament for me. I would rather have the $30, Dad, hang that on the tree.
Yeah.
It's cool to go to Walmart and see the little Bud Light cans hanging around.
I'd like a tree with like $100 bills on it. That would make me happy.
Well, hell.
We did a panty tree one year.
We did a panty tree. That was...
Yeah, some submissions we had to omit, but you know we still let you drop
some,
them off.
Some of the emissions broke limbs on the tree.
So some of them you could have put in Freedom Weekend the loft back in the day.
Some of them you could have just parachuted out of an airplane with. They were some big panties.
I can donate some because they're too small. That somebody gave me.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that a compliment? Does somebody give you too small panties? Like, oh, okay.
Like maybe they were trying to say, hey, you don't need to wear none.
So it makes your ass look bigger, right?
Was it a woman or a man that gave them to you?
It was a woman.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
even hotter.
Jane from downstairs.
You want some panties?
Paige, here's
some
panties.
No, one of my
Hey, girl.
One of my good friends.
Some panties.
It's like,
hey, girl.
The lingerie expert in this town. Like, if you need to get boob fitted, you need to go see Janice. She's amazing. She's just really good. So she gave me a pair of panties.
I'm the lingerie expert in Greenville.
Well, I mean, can you look at a pair of breasts and go, that is 36?
He can, actually. I can't, but he can.
I remember I used to do that at the live bars, the live shows. I would guess the bra size, and if I didn't get it within two, they would win a drink or something.
You got competition.
You know what messed me up? The girl that sent us the picture, and she had two cup sizes difference in each one.
Oh.
I was like, this is throwing me off.
Did you send me that one?
Probably.
Because I sent that to Chris.
It's like a magic eye in the paper back in the day. A paper is a circulation they used to print.
Like, that was the one where it, and this is going to sound really weird, that's but so like sad. Nipple was staring at you.
Really?
If that makes any sense at all. I know it doesn't make sense, but it just kind of was like, why are you looking at me like that for a nipple?
Well, anyway, so.
With that attitude, nipple.
So this kind of decor, it's a modern minimalist thing, which.
Boring.
Which influencers like celebrities, Julianne Moore, Michelle Pfeiffer, Victoria Beckham, and Khloe Kardashian.
Oh. Are big on
this minimalist, naked Christmas trees.
I should mention that same bravado of people there. Khloe Kardashian gets mentioned.
It's really odd, but if you're breaking down the money.
Well, of course, yeah.
They probably got more money.
Who are you women that are buying their stuff?
They got more money than all the rest of them. Yeah, that because they got wild. Kris Jenner is all her.
Her brainchild. She is a mogul.
She looks great.
But the fact that they were selling panties with the fake pubic hair on them, and they were selling them like crazy.
Okay, that is just gross.
Well, men bought the visors with the fake hair hanging out the back. And
but you don't look like you got a phallic symbol on your head. Why do you need pubic hair like that? That's just, nobody grows it like that, unfortunately. Like, I would like to have big hair, but I don't,
I've been there.
Huh?
I've been there.
My hair is baby fine, and it's not like a big curl.
Remember the guy at the golf tournament that would always get us with those wigs? Yeah. And I was like, nice hair, and he's like, I'm bald. Between him and Jake Brake with a golf bag full of joints.
God.
That was what I remember the
most.
You
know, I noticed
Rest in peace, yes.
That are losing their hair on top, a lot of them, the hair expands below, like they're hairier in the chest. It's an observation. Because I was married to a man who had the biggest hairy chest, and he didn't have a lot on top.
What about like on the bottom? Was it a lot, like Brillo pads type of lot?
Well, he took care of that, so I never knew.
Oh, so you did see him naked though.
My husband?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the...
What about like the Chode neighborhood, like down there?
My
like the
God, fat boy.
Like the...
Do you think that
whatever doctors call them.
I imagine that they take care of that too, because that looks
it's
really
funny.
It's
called a neum. Unless you have two, then it's a pair. Like,
that's hard to take care of.
I don't know.
I have a pair of neum. I didn't realize. I thought I just had the one.
That's really... Yeah.
But there's seriously something wrong with me because I
Ooh,
used
crap.
To.
Crap.
Because I used to like to pet his chest hair.
I thought you were going to say you got to pet the bottom hair.
Well, if it was fluffy, like a. Never mind.
It's weird. Like, my mom loved Tom Selleck, and she would often say.
Or she found out he stole water from the whole state.
Well,
a mustache.
She said she would love to run her fingers through his chest hair. And that's.
Did your dad not ever hear that?
Yes. I like to do that.
He didn't.
But then I like.
Did your sister like Tom Selleck too? I don't know if that passed down. Or
no, she liked. She liked New Kids.
Oh, yes.
On the Block, not. Kids, the New Kids.
Do women now like chest hair again?
Whatnot. I don't know.
I like chest
I hope
hair.
So.
You like some taco meat?
I mean, I don't have an exorbitant amount. Is that how you say it? Exorbitant or exorbitant?
It's exorbitant.
Exorbitant?
Exorbitant.
Exorbitant.
Yeah. Is exorbitant. A lot.
I knew pervacious earlier, but I can't think of exorbitant.
Yeah, shout but out. You kind
but
of
you know what I mean by that.
You know, you don't, like... You want a little bit of chest hair, manliness, a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to look like a twink.
Yeah,
you don't,
or like you have alopecia or something.
You like your partner, whatever, man or woman, you both can't be like too maintained. Somebody's got to have hair.
But if you both do too much, it could connect like Velcro and you'd have to call.
Yeah, like you're gonna
911. Get caught.
They have to get the hose pop out like they do with two dogs. Get away.
You spray him in the face like you're supposed to spray him on the nose.
You know that happened in the 70s. You know it did.
I know, but I don't know. But it's just a thought.
God bless. Yeah, I went to high school with this kid. And if you went to Wade Hampton, you probably know who I'm talking about here. But we won't say his name. And he was Greek. And he was good. He at like 15. That son of a gun looked like he had on like a fur vest.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. He's great.
The girls of the 90s, they were not into that, I imagine.
He did well. I mean, he...
Really?
Yeah.
He probably had a nice-looking face.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that's what he had.
Mm-hmm. He had a real pretty face.
He probably had one like a bull.
Yeah. His parents owned one of the best restaurants in Greenville, too. And that's all I'll say about that.
It was the chain.
No, it wasn't a Stathakis. Leave it alone.
Okay.
It wasn't any of her boys.
Oh, all right, then.
No. I know more than one Greek family in this town, Paige.
Hmm.
You got some good-looking women in that family.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Yep.
Well, is a donation in your name a good or a bad gift? Like if you're gonna donate someone and donate something in someone's name, give
bad
that
gift.
To. Really?
You do that in your own name.
Yeah,
you
it's
don't
not
do that in somebody else's name.
A gift is something somebody can use that they want to use, that they really want to get.
Yeah.
I don't want a road in my name.
You don't want a star a named after you. You want Balls McButter.
Yeah,
that's what you really want. I just wish I knew where to go to get it.
Well, I'll tell you in this hour. This hour, actually.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Well, or
you know, I actually went and bought ballsmcbutter.com too, so that works.
Or you want a gift certificate from your favorite esthetician, and I will do whatever you want for that person. So I get it.
Yeah.
Because when I open my spa,
and you know what? They would sell you ads for that too.
I will figure out how to do your products with men, but I can't do that down there because I'm not licensed.
That's true.
All right, you'll have some guys that I'll give you a license.
Boss McButter will be, you know.
You passed my test, baby.
If I could put it on your back, that would be great. But
hold on, he's doing his David Blaine
thing. Yeah, could I put it on your back real good? Would you like that?
Yes, I would.
Ask her if you can lay it on her shoulder.
She likes the creepiest. I feel like you don't have to be a good-looking dude. If you get Paige to close her eyes and you can do the creepy voice, she's into it.
Just makes me want to just...
If I'm like, let's go out in the small parking lot real quick and get the munch on.
Good Lord, look at the face on her.
Look at her.
Wow, you're blushing right now.
Let me tell you why that is so freaking...
Look at her. What is she doing? She's taking her jacket off now.
Oh!
Look at this woman getting tweaked up now.
I'm going to tell you about the parking lot thing with Ted Bundy and how
Where did that come from?
Because when I was getting... when I was studying serial killers, and he had that Volkswagen, and that's where he got those girls in the parking lot. And so I don't know what the whole deal with that is, but it's really scary.
I can tell you how it started
with
on our
people
end.
In the mall that will approach you.
I text Matt one time as a joke and said, "Hey, do you think Paige is getting blanked out in the mall parking lot right now? LOL." And I just rolled with it ever since. So now if I drive by and I see a foot hanging out of the window,
you think it's me.
Somebody's on munch break. Taking my munch break. Clocking out.
I told him you don't wear toe rings. And what in your leg?
I have toe rings.
He said you weren't a 90s lesbian.
It might have been her leg. She wears toe rings.
Oh, you wear toe rings?
Really?
So you are a lesbian from the 90s.
I wore toe rings when we were at... I got them in the Bahamas.
You don't wear them on your big toe, though, do you?
No.
That's too much.
No, it was a drunken excursion with my husband and some other people.
I wear brass knuckles on my feet.
Because we wore the strong things when we were... Because we were in the hot tub and at...
I didn't get in that hot tub. I knew better than to get in that damn hot
tub. Well, I don't know. I had a husband. He dragged me into the hot tub.
Get in here, Rotten Isle.
Uh-huh. Not because y'all were in it. I mean, word of advice, don't get in a cruise ship hot tub.
We did.
Oh, no.
I didn't like it was a saltwater pool. I'm like, I don't want to get in
there. We were in the pool. We were in the hot tub.
Let's get in the hot tub.
Let's get in the hot tub, babe.
But if you see a worm popping up through the water, don't say nothing. It's not really a worm. It's my gimmick.
He bought me a toe ring.
I bought you a toe ring. It was a camel toe ring.
I should have said, I can use it now. That's good. Oh, wrong one.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Guys.
Ooh. Down to get the friction on.
Lord.
See me run, trouble. Let me get back, baby. Got back. Oh man.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And happy so Chinooka.
It speaks to me. It's the second day. You know, we didn't even mention yesterday was the first day of Chinooka.
God, man, that's good. I don't know how you mash that up. How you had the idea to, not you, but you know, whoever.
What do you mean, not me?
No, well, so you don't do all of them. You know?
I only did like one out of the last three or four.
Like you didn't do Fisco Social Baby.
No,
that blew up. Oh, so
no.
Good.
You know what's crazy though? Like who did? That's the crazy thing.
That's couldn't the best you. One
Someone
ever.
Sat down for hours and put that together, and then we just it goes off into the ether as.
But oddly enough, I could tell you who Antoine Dodson is because I never forgot that guy.
Well, climbing through your window. If you can find that right now. I've been offering dollars here lately to people.
The $3 ones.
And it's like, that doesn't mean anything this anymore. I'll give you a dollar if you do
well,
that.
Well.
It's got to like, be on here somewhere.
How about $5?
$5.
$5 minimum. Paige, as he finds that in a minute, I'm going to, you know, you. I see some of the things you follow on Instagram. You're into the health hacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've got one that I want to share with you and the audience.
I think mm-hmm. I got it.
Well.
Let's see if this is it right here.
Hide your wife, hide your kids,
hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody up here. You ain't got to call and confess, we're looking for you, we're going to find you. So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
We got your t-shirts and the left finger prints and all, you are so dumb,
you really, really dumb, for real.
That's the best. That is the best. How old is that? Like 10 years old?
Probably older than that.
15 years
old. Oh, my God.
Lay bomb.
Antoine Dodson. Don't know what he's doing now.
He's probably appearing at conventions. You can do
you really, really dumb.
You really, really dumb.
Photo ops for 20. Damn.
Rapist in Lincoln Park.
We got a... Oh, man.
I know. I don't know if they ever found the guy. Or the East Side one.
Yeah.
Just never know.
Paige, you're into those kinds of things. Not raping people, but mysteries and such and whatnot.
Come here, fat boy.
Hey! Hang on.
Well, at least she asked this time.
I know. Like, yeah, at least you thoughtful.
I'm on you.
Throw some leg out the window.
God bless. That threw me for a loop. How long we got time-wise, for real?
Like 4 or 5 minutes? Is that enough time to get into whatever you want to get into?
I think so. Why are you over there with that sound button? Hit that other one over there to the left. Paige, I want you to listen to this. Do you believe in medicine?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I believe in science.
You know, you can't spell medicine without me.
That's right.
Yeah, true.
That's why it's called my chart, not your chart. My chart.
My chart.
Sean Connery was a medicine man. I saw the movie.
You're that's on true. Point today, fat boy.
So John Hopkins Medicine, who is
great university.
That's the one that
in the hood, by the way.
It is in the hood, but you know it's one of those prestigious colleges that didn't allow just money people to come in like your Harvards and Yales. You know they're a real institution. Of you got to have the grades. You know.
4.0 to get into medical school.
You read some of these texts from Epstein. The guy couldn't spell for dick.
He quit college.
But how did you even get in and had that lack of grammar and everything?
Went to one of these jobber schools.
No, you can.
What's a jobber school?
Like a crap school, like, you know.
Dark Match University.
Yeah, but we don't want to say any by names. Oh. Could offend some that spent thousands
like
to go
state
there.
State university. Like I don't
damn. Say, you
know. Hey, I didn't go to an Ivy League school.
No crap.
Ooh, shade thrown.
You got to do it.
But
in the
you know what?
Voice.
I graduated.
I went to DeAndre Hopkins University.
Yeah, I could tell you didn't go anywhere, did you?
No, this is big.
You go to Stanford.
Because you can work out and you can eat right and all this stuff, but like brain health is so important. Like, you know, people that work out and they live fit and all this stuff, like the mind though, like Alzheimer's, I get.
I'm scared.
Almost
of that.
Physically ill, thinking about what that would be like.
Your body shuts down and everything's.
Yeah.
You forget how to eat.
So what if?
Sad.
What if there is some kind of healing mechanism? Maybe not a healing, but something that would be proactive in keeping. And I'm not making fun of stuff. I'm being serious as a heart attack. Like I am. That's how we do it in the South. Serious. What did y'all say out west? Serious as a what? Drive by?
Oh yeah. No.
So, are you familiar?
Seriously.
Seriously. Hydrogen sulfide. Hydrogen sulfide. If you will, and Fat Boy, I know you're into huffing. If you.
Yeah, but I failed chemistry. So.
Let me see what that is.
Wait now. Hydrogen sulfide.
Okay.
It says, according to John Hopkins Medicine, that if you, I'm putting it in our terms, huff that,
hydrogen sulfide.
It will actually cause the age-related decline in conditions such as Alzheimer's. In fact, lab experiments showed that using a slow release of hydrogen sulfide compound in mice actually showed marks of improvement in their memory and motor skills compared with untreated animals, and that suggests potential cognitive benefits to human beings.
I'm looking through the ingredients of the sanitizer now to see if it's in here, because I don't want to be huffing it if it's.
Would you
doing all
without
that?
A like if Paige, not a doctor didn't say it, but like if you heard that from tons of people saying, "Dude, you've got to go and huff some hydrogen sulfide," would you do it? To perhaps,
I would know. Well, since I would want to know what the chemical compounds of sulfide is. Hydrogen is always it's in the air everywhere,
hydrogen
so that's a binding thing.
It's part of water,
and so sulfide is like sulfide.
Hydrogen
salts.
Sulfide is the gas responsible for the distinctive odor in our farts.
like sulfur, but I'm trying to think.
No, I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Wait a second.
They have found out sniffing your own farts could boost brain power, grab attention, and the real takeaway is understanding how the hydrogen sulfide works. It's actually going, it's guiding neurodegenerative, you know what I'm saying, diseases. And this is not bull crap. This is posted all over the world. This is New York Post, The Times of India, who we love them.
Does it say why water makes them so much worse?
Water, like underwater?
Like, yeah, like bathtub
farts?
Yeah.
We had a scientist call in one time and tell, or a biologist, chemical biologist. It said that it pulls, maybe it is the hydrogen out of the water and it gives it more of a funk. But if you're in there taking a bath and farting, you're getting smarter.
God, how does that work though?
I don't know.
What if it's somebody else's gas? Can you read their mind?
Well, these aren't mice farts. Like, I guess they're probably like maybe pre-med students or something in there farting. And
but is that still going to be the next closest test subject to us or these rats?
You know, this is something I wonder about because that's the go-to, but it's kind of like, well, down deep, nobody gives a damn about rats. I mean, like, they don't.
Plus, aren't we closer to, like, you know, evolution-wise, chimpanzees? Or, like, wouldn't you be testing this on gorilla farts or whatever?
See, that would be too much for anyone.
You're supposed to be huffing it, right? Farts. So I'm wondering, because I'm like, if it contacts the skin, sulfide,
yeah,
it can cause blisters and irritation.
Well, you need pink eye if you catch one in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, so why would you want to put that in your lungs?
Well, because I want a healthier brain.
You don't want pink mouth either. Pink mouth is
no, awful. This is you can't argue with John Hopkins. It's not a bit, I swear to you.
I'm not arguing. I'm just scientifically questioning it.
Right. Well, I couldn't say degenerative, so
no,
I get it.
No, I just like if it's sulfur.
The gas behind the flatulent smell, which what stinks, actually supports brain health, and it compounds the nerve cells from getting.
Oh.
I'm amazed.
But are we talking about just like your normal healthy person gas? Are we talking about like obese, like just had Mexican for lunch? It's like, here comes a gasser.
You know, that's a solid question. Like, what?
Because that feels like it's going to melt your brain.
What you ate to create that stink? Like, is it better if I have something like succotash versus, like a big old pizza?
But my point is, like, carbon monoxide poisons people, right?
If you're in a garage with the car running.
Yeah.
I've seen that in movies and stuff.
And sulfur doesn't sound, whatever is in your farts, the breakdown of what you ate and everything can't be all that healthy. So that's why I questioned
it. Yeah, I mean, I think it would. That's a good question. John, if you're listening, Mr. Hopkins.
please let me know.
Does it matter what you ate to create that fart?
I'm talking about gas so bad it destroys your septum.
The stinkier the fart, does that add to the brain power? You know what
because
I mean?
Because if that theory is great,
I've been
in an elderly care facility, and I assume that they fart a lot.
Is that what the smell is, seriously, when you walk in?
I always thought it was the birds. Most of them have birds.
I think it's...
I think they all have
they
birds.
They could have gas because of the food that they give them. But
which is awful
therefore,
because...
Therefore, if John Hopkins says that gas can make you cure yourself from Alzheimer's, I'm just wondering where they're testing this.
John Hopkins University.
Yeah.
With mices.
Okay.
Mouses.
So there you go.
Mice.
When do we start to test it with people? That's what we
mice.
Need to do.
Right. Mice.
Would you join that study?
No.
For science?
Only and, my own. I mean, that.
Like, I don't know how it would work.
Somebody just sent a text. Apparently, you may know this, fat boy. Parallel OnlyFans, like hot girls were getting a sauna and fart together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what
You're like, oh, yeah.
But they were doing that on YouTube before.
Oh.
Are they naked farting?
Some. Can be.
They're in just bikinis on this thing.
I'll tell you this, and this is...
Does that turn you on to see a girl fart?
It does. Well, I can't really see it.
Depends on how hot she is. I mean, like...
Like Madman back in the day, you know, he was a bigger guy, so when he would fart, it would smell like burning carpet.
I had a guy punch me in the arm one time when I did it in his car. Like, he punched me in the arm. And I probably deserved it because it was awful. But, like, he punched me pretty solid in the arm.
Like, do you feel any smarter after? Maybe something wakes you up with it naturally.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, Russell Crowe using numbers flying through the air and whatnot. But,
right.
You know.
Yes.
You probably feel a little bit
kept up. You can't argue with science. And also, like, we can't argue anymore. You know, like the scientific study about our shrimp suicidal in the Atlantic Ocean. Like, that was a real study.
That was real. Like, that was legit.
It was proven they were legit suicidal, the shrimp were, because
they
of
were
what's
depressed.
In the water.
Alex Jones was on that first. Now,
well,
the
that
other
doesn't
stuff.
Add any credence to it, really.
The other stuff about spider guts and half human, half pig people, you probably want to question those. But suicidal shrimp was real.
I don't know, man. It's in the Bible about people being pigs.
Pig people, if we can take
I tried to tell you, people were pigs!
If we can take a heart valve from a pig.
What? Then what?
Then maybe you can. I mean, I don't think you can.
Have you ever ate a pig's heart valve before?
Oh, somebody got a pig heart. Who got a pig heart? Got a pig heart. Or they put a pig heart.
Tin Man.
Into a human? Somebody got
Tin
one.
Tin Man.
Recently.
It's common. Very common.
Yeah. That serious question.
So
I shouldn't ask.
If that's possible, then you. But you can't.
Could a Jewish person take a pig's heart? Like, I'm being very honest with that question. Like,
so is it not kosher to eat or just to consume? Like, I don't know.
Oh, what a
good rabbi deem it kosher? Like, I don't know how that works either.
Can we get a Jewish person on the phone that has a heart condition?
There you go.
Would you take a serious question. That's
to save your life.
You know, like, there's that one story about the guy over in Egypt. You know, he was very, one-sided, racist or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he got the... he got a transplant and they turned it down. And I'm like,
I've heard of that.
What
before.
A fool you are, man. You got somebody helping you in death and you're going to turn it down because you're racist. You need to die.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way I feel.
It happens a lot more than you think.
That's
too,
the way I feel.
Yeah, because you don't know what, who donated that blood. It could be a man, woman, or
Hell, you don't know what color they are. Vampire ain't buying it and drink.
Because we all bleed red.
That's right, Paige. You know what? Write that down. Is that an original? Because I love that. We all bleed red.
We all bleed red. And we all, I guess, get smarter off each other's gas. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, our poo is
pretty much.
Not
next
the same
time
color, but...
you're in an elevator and someone cracks one, look at him and say, thank you so much.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh. And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Now, explain this other part, because I don't know this, and I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
It is hard to keep up with whatever you consider
What was
trends.
It I learned last week? You told me another little new thing. Oh, it was the yacht.
Oh, yeah, your daughter told you yacht.
Oh, yes.
Now I can't stop saying it.
She told me what that meant. And then
yeah.
I'm learning all this stuff. So boyfriend D referring to whatever you want it to mean. I don't want to make you think it means something you don't.
No, I actually know what this means.
Dugan?
So, yeah. So when you watch, I like to watch reels, and everybody does. They pop up, and everybody and their mom's got a podcast. So I heard a couple of porn stars. By the way, yesterday's breastfeeding videos were like ridiculous on social media.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the deal was with Mother's Day, but they were everywhere.
Well, I mean, that's kind of their day to really. I mean, if there's another important day than that, tell me.
I'm talking about like ones that don't even make sense. Like, you shouldn't have your whole shirt off if you only got one kid. But so I see this reel of two, and I use this term loosely, porn stars.
Yeah, what is a porn star?
It's just like anybody with a webcam.
If you have an OnlyFans, are you a porn star? Or are you just a sex worker?
God, that's what... Or they still use influencer, right? But they use like...
Sinfluencers, dude. That's what they're called. They're sinfluencers. Yes.
Oh, that's good. Yes. You hear that, you OnlyFans people?
Sinfluencers.
I'll even extend that to you, Cam Sodas.
Yeah. And maybe those of you that, go out on sin night, service industry night.
So the boyfriend, D... is, as described by these porn stars.
Do it delicately.
We're talking about a certain measurement and below, and it's the perfect, they're saying the perfect size that they would want their boyfriend to have to be able to accommodate more activities between the two, if you know what I'm saying. More options when it comes to, intimacy. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no. Yes. I mean, yes, it does.
Like if you're looking at a donut.
No, I know. It's like a steak. You see that big old freaking New York strip laying there, but then you see that filet that might be smaller in ounces, but it's when you leave, you're not going to be like, oh, my God, I can't walk or I can't sit down. Yeah, I see that.
They're saying
I like the Victoria's filet.
If the boyfriend is a certain, category, then they're more open to doing other stuff. That's the ideal, what they would want in a boyfriend.
Okay, so...
Which makes sense, because we knew somebody who was, blessed in that way, and then he had trouble with women. He had trouble keeping women.
I think that was his personality that had issues with that as well.
it didn't help.
But that's almost like saying, what's the other thing?
And the measurement wouldn't really surprise you.
Like when women say... It's not reverse sexism. That's not, but when people use reverse, that just means you're saying it's one way more than the other one. But it is that thing where, and I don't have issues with it, but like, let's say, I hate using The View as an example, but let's say a talk show where it's primarily women, and a hot guy walks out. Oh my God. That's totally acceptable now. But if you reverse that and some hot chick walked out on NBA on TNT, and Chuck and Shaq are sitting there talking about,
damn, Ernie,
look at the size of that donk, things like that. They would be, whoa, what are we doing here? We don't do sexiest woman alive. I mean, why?
No.
But I want to know who the sexiest woman alive is. They don't want to get in a competition. The women don't.
Then the super feminists get onto you for objectifying.
Reverse objectifying.
Man, it's... It's like I don't know if we're conditioned now to more normalcy. Like when I watched the Naked Attraction show, I don't know if you remember what this show is.
Mm-mm.
But it's on Max. It's a British show. They take singles on it. Like, they'll do for the guys and the girls. You got the dude up first. He's looking at six single women, and he just picks off of their bodies. He gets to see their face last. But when the girls picking the dudes, like, they're all like normal looking, because you're going to see their junk first. That's just how it happens.
Literally?
On the show. Yeah. So she's picking out guys on junk, and I'm like, you don't see that anymore, that, like, that myth perpetuated, like, you're going to see, like, you know, a third arm.
Yeah, but don't we base that off porn?
Yeah, that's like, and that's shifting to where a lot of, like, amateur and normal people are just doing it now, and it's like...
I mean, as far as your kinks or whatever, like, when you watch it, like, don't you want to kind of envision you there? Like...
Yes.
You know, like the dude that had the bullets on his leg, I could never watch his films because I'm like, that ain't me. I'm never going to, like, in my fantasy here, think that's me.
But then again, like, you're basing that off somebody that's watching it for pleasure. I usually, like, I don't have to watch it for that. So
that's odd to me also.
I want to see the worst.
That's like people watching football games saying, I don't care about either one of these teams. I'm like, why are you watching it then?
It's like you want to see the, like, for the comedic effect, you want to see the worst. The most natural looking. I'm talking about the video's grainy. Everybody's fat.
I don't want a mystery camera person up underneath them videoing. I think especially both porn stars deserve a pat on the back for being there. What, some dude's got his hand rammed up between their legs with a camera, and they're still going at it real good. I wouldn't be able to.
No,
they'd have to be wearing, like, all black. Like, you know, they would try to, you know, like puppeteers wear the all black where you can't see them on stage, but you can.
What if they got you a nice pillow, like the ones with the arms you buy at Walmart, like you throw on the floor?
Yeah, but we'd have to, like, straddle him or her. It could be a lady. I'd actually demand to be a lady photographer. Is that sexist or not? I don't know.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.